Before today's Senate hearing, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama paid a visit to the Communications Workers of America. The labor union is holding a conference a few blocks from the Capitol. And while Clinton and Obama have fought for months over policies, delegates, and even how well they can bowl, NPR's David Green reports that today everyone seemed to be getting along just fine.
There are moments in politics that really need a soundtrack.
Trying to get the logistics out of the way before we get started here. So the Clinton Escort Committee over here, the Obama Escort Committee over here. Thank you.
Okay, so Clinton and Obama spoke a few minutes apart. But if you listen to some of what they said, they could have been tag teaming.
We cannot afford four more years of the same.
And that's what John McCain is offering. And that's why I know we'll come together this fall.
They covered many of the same topics. Take health insurance.
Health insurance is out of reach for 47 million Americans.
The richest nation on earth leaves 47 million people without health insurance.
Both candidates fed off the crowd.
You guys get me all worked up.
I'm all fired up now.
The crowd really responded today. Except when the candidates returned to old attack lines. Then the crowd was silent.
I'm offering real solutions, not just speeches.
We can keep playing the same old Washington game.
They did finish on high notes.
We are going to change this country. We are going to change the world. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. Thank you.
Together, we are going to take back our country.
After the speeches, union member O.T. Thomas said he knows most days don't feel like this. It has been a bitter campaign.
You can't all be lovey-dovey with each other. You know, they got to separate themselves.
But, he added,
there's too much that they have in common versus what they don't.
Another worker, Mabel Serrano, said she'll be happy with whoever takes the Democratic nomination.
Who wouldn't be? You know, it'd be like, do I want $1 million in $100 bills or do I want $1 million in $50 bills? You know, either way, I'm getting $1 million.
First things first, Obama and Clinton will soon be back in Pennsylvania fighting this thing out. David Green, NPR News, Washington.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.